Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Where there's a challenge, there's always an opportunity, right? What type of background do you have right now where there's an incredible opportunity?
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today we're going to do Skill Set Sunday, where you're going to come away with one skill set that is actionable, that will help your business, and that will set you up for success, period. I promise you that. And what I want to talk about today is something that came to mind this past week whenever I was a judge for a student competition at Texas Tech. It was actually Texas Tech's first Shark Tank style competition where student entrepreneurs came up with ideas and they presented those ideas to a panel of judges, and I was one of the judges. And then we determined which one won, and whichever one won, they received 1 year of being in the master's program at Texas Tech to hone their startup idea. And whenever I was a judge for the competition, you know, there were a lot of really good organizations and companies with really good ideas that the students had. But ultimately, what it boiled down to was, well, first, you know, which idea was most viable, which one had the most potential, realistic potential to make things happen and to, you know, make money. But then also, you know, as you're presented so many different things, it's which one stood out? Which one can we remember from the pack and why? And the skill set I want to talk to you today about is doing and being memorable for one thing in the minds of your audience. One thing. That's it. It's so easy to try and be everything to everybody, especially when you're starting out with a real estate company or you've been in real estate for a while. But the one thing, if you own one aspect of your audience's mindset and they know you for this one thing, then you're going to come away reaching the audience and communicating to the audience exactly what you want them to hear. So with this competition that I was a judge for, the winning team ended up being a team that is creating a website that documents what they call endangered events. And by the way, that's their one thing that really stood out, the endangered events name. And what an endangered event is an event that happened a while ago, and the people who lived through the event are few and far between because it happened so long ago. So this company is going to document the testimonials of the people who experienced the event and capture it so that others in the now and in the future can hear firsthand testimonial about people who experienced the event. Pretty cool, right? And you know, there's a lot of applications for it, and so they're the ones who ended up winning. And whenever I was kind of reflecting on it afterwards, it's like, man, they had, in my opinion, the best idea and the best potential based on what we saw. We're really excited about it. But they also had that one memorable thing that stuck in my mind, at least, and that is endangered events, because it's a pretty interesting term. And you know, I practice the same thing with this show. You're the best ever listener. And if you see me on Twitter, then you see that there's a hashtag best ever. We've got the best ever lightning round. And I want to be known for short, compact, really hard-hitting and applicable advice. Best ever advice. And that's the takeaway I want to have with, you know, my show. And I was actually speaking to someone who has a podcast. He actually just launched it. Jared is his name, and his podcast is called Flip. I recommend checking it out, and I was a guest on it about a week ago, so you could listen to my episode there too. But before he launched the podcast, he was asking me about he told me his idea for the podcast name, and it was Flip. And I was like, I love it, because you're going to own flipping. I think that's so smart if that's what you want to focus on. And he's like, yeah, I also want to do, and then he mentioned like interviewing storage unit people and apartment people. I was like, wait a second. Your podcast name is Flip. You should only have guests on there who can talk about flipping or building a flipping company, so that you can really own that space. And he ended up taking that advice, and we talked a little bit about that on my interview with him, and how he's so happy that he ended up only focusing on flipping, because he's got a very specific audience. And you know, you might be thinking, so what can I own, right? What can I own in my company? Maybe you've got a multifamily. You've invested in some multifamilies, and you're like, well, who's my audience and what I own? Well, if you're raising money for multifamily properties, then what's your background? What I would look at is, what's your background? What's unique about your background, and how can you own that? That's the key, because there's always a way that you can take your experience and make it relevant to something else that you're doing now and own that. So what are you right now, if somebody, one of your customers were asked, what are you known for? What's your one memorable thing? What would it be? And if you don't have an answer, that's okay, but you need an answer, because that is, because if you don't have an answer, then they sure as heck don't have an answer. So if you're looking to raise money for multifamily or for something else, then think about, what is the one unique aspect? What's the one memorable thing that you can own? And it's better if it's unique, by the way, that nobody else can own, because then you're going to sit all alone with this unique thing, and you're going to be able to broadcast it out, and nobody's going to be able to match you for it. That is really, really powerful stuff. So what's your story? I was listening to an interview with the guy who founded Paul Mitchell and the Tequila Patron, and he said there's so much money in your story. Your story is worth billions of dollars. And the story that you have is unique, right? And that's why it's worth billions of dollars, but you have to tell it and you have to make it relevant. What I encourage you to do is think about what your background is. Think about how does it uniquely qualify you to do what you're doing right now? And how can you own something in your space that would be very relevant to your audience? And we're going to talk really quickly and finish this up on how to take that and evolve it, because you might be thinking, okay, well, if I want to own, say, you know, if I want to be a real estate investor, but eventually I want to be a venture capitalist and I want to invest in other businesses, how do I, as the entrepreneurs say, pivot, right? How do I go from one to another? And there are a couple examples that I want to give you so it can help you transition. Once you own one thing, it can help you transition to something else. But first, a quick word from our best ever sponsors. Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. In real estate, our tenants are our clients. And how much do you really know about your clients? Grab your roadmap for reaching the most influential audience, millennials, by reading Youth Nation, written by my friend and the nation's leading millennial expert, Matt Britton. Go to youthnation.net. That's youthnation.net. Whenever I first got into multifamily investing, my background was advertising. You know, I had owned, and I do own, homes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but what I realized very quickly whenever I started studying in the multifamily space is that it's almost looked down upon owning single-family homes when you're investing in multifamily, because they think that you're only wanting to do smaller deals, and you know, you, for whatever reason, you know, you can't pull off a larger one. And so I had a major challenge going from advertising to large multifamily deals. But where there's a challenge, there's always an opportunity, right? You know, what type of background do you have right now where maybe it's a challenge on the surface, but when you dig a little bit deeper, there's an incredible opportunity for you to take the skills that you have and make them relevant to your audience, whether it's, you know, investors or homeowners or whomever. And one of the things that I did coming out of the advertising is I tied my advertising and my marketing background to being very savvy and very good at tenant retention programs, at marketing properties to get the lease and the occupants, the leases secured and the occupancy up. And using my marketing background to implement certain things that might not be implemented if I didn't have, you know, the New York City advertising agency experience. So there's always something. One of my clients, he works for a construction company and he's raising money and buying multifamily. And when we first started talking and he was putting together his presentation, he wasn't highlighting the construction experience as much as I think he should have. And we started talking and he's like, wow, well, I guess you're right. I should highlight it more because that's my background. And since he's started highlighting that more, he's able to have a unique story for repositioning projects that I don't have. And other people who don't have that experience and that background and aren't living it day to day would have. Even if you're working in procurement at a grocery store, what is the unique background that you have that you could apply to real estate investing? Well, you have some incredible negotiation skills, and you're also probably very good at details and you're very thorough. So highlighting those aspects, and it's very simple. Then all you do is you bring on team members that complement your other areas where you don't quite have that experience. And then you've got a well-rounded team, because the peer group and the people you surround yourself with, they're the ones going to help you get to the next level. But definitely don't cut yourself short and sell yourself short by not highlighting that one memorable thing that is unique that you can pull off and only you can pull off in your business. So I hope this was valuable. We've got some pretty darn exciting guests lined up in the near future. We've got some pretty high profile guests lined up in the near future too. So looking forward to staying in touch with you. Glad that you're a listener to the Best Ever Show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.